This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. People in this economy who need help making their rent have gotten kind of a double whammy the past couple of weeks. The Supreme Court overturned President Biden's evictions ban, and in some, really many parts of the country, the distribution of some $50 billion in rent relief money has been going, well, shall we just say, slowly. So we got Jessica Thomason on the phone to talk about what's going on. She's the Executive Policy Director of North Dakota's Department of Human Services. Ms. Thomason, welcome to the program. It's good to have you on.
Nice to be here.
Why, and I'm going to ask you to speak sort of maybe outside just North Dakota, but the larger question seems to be, why is this so hard? And I wonder what you're seeing.
Part of the challenge with delivering emergency rent assistance in this period of time is that you're trying to connect two parties. You're trying to connect that renter who's experiencing housing crisis with a housing provider who is obviously experiencing disruption and need of their own, and making sure that you're getting the right dollars to the right people in the right time and that they meet basic eligibility criteria that have been established by the federal government. And you need to do all of that very quickly, typically in systems that haven't been designed to do this. So it, even though conceptually it seems like something that should be kind of easy to achieve, it's been a logistical challenge to make sure that you get all the pieces working together at the right time.
How much longer do you suppose it might take before we have this running smoothly? I mean, there are eviction moratorium expiring, there are benefits going away, all of those things.
You know, I actually think we're seeing signs of that right now. I think these last several months, I know in our state, and I know in others as well, people have been working really hard on fine-tuning what outreach looks like. It sounds mm-hmm. counterintuitive, but a lot of times people just self-filter out. They think they don't qualify. They think they didn't really experience a hardship because maybe they didn't, you know, lose their job or receive unemployment directly. But in fact, they did experience a hardship. And a lot of households are struggling even more now. And I think it's really just helping them understand what the opportunity is for them to get back on their feet by participating in this emergency rent assistance program. So I think we're starting to see the benefits. I hope we all are. I wish it was faster, but I think we're starting to see it.
You used an interesting word, outreach. Those of us who follow the news closely or who are in the news business have known about these programs. Not everybody is as glued to, you know, their phones or laptops or what have you. And I imagine you have to do a certain amount of marketing to make sure people know that these programs are available.
More than any of us expected, I would say, and I guess I'll speak only for myself, but we're a state that is largely rural. It takes a real concerted effort to make sure that people understand that this is something that's worth their time to make this application and to try to get some help.
Is there opportunity here, and I'm sure you've explored this, for community-based organizations, public-private partnerships, those kinds of things, because what you have here is a communications problem, not a you know, let's write the checks problem.
Yeah, 100%. We're really seeing that in North Dakota, we're calling it an application counselor network. So we're working with community-based organizations across the state who are that in-community, in-person, or over the phone or email or text, whatever it takes, connection for somebody who might be struggling to get all the way through the process. And it's that connecting point that we think is going to make all the difference and then allow us to make sure that we process whatever comes in the door as quickly as we can to connect that assistance to the people who need it.
Take a step back and frame this in terms of the North Dakota economy, and people can make their own inferences based on the national economy, but people not getting rent assistance aren't able to concentrate at work. They can't make those wages. They can't get groceries. They can't do all of those things that trickle down into the larger economy, right?
I think for all of us during the pandemic, it's become more and more apparent that for you to be actively engaged in the workforce, you have to have some amount of stability in your everyday life, whether that's childcare, family caregiving responsibilities, or stable housing. I think we are all coming to understand that this is directly connected to your ability to remain engaged in the workforce, which is, it's what people want to do. It's how you make your household budget work.
Jessica Thomason, she is the Executive Policy Director at the North Dakota Department of Human Services. Ms. Thomason, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Kai.